Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 267. It's a little hot in here. I actually have my lights on. That's why my eyeballs look pretty dark, I guess. I don't know. That makes a difference. If you're watching me on Periscope, I'm going to try to get a hold of Connie here. This is actually may be a short meeting because of some stuff that happened last week that we are kind of thinking about discussing anyway. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
How are you?
Very, very warm. It's very warm today, and I don't have my fan going right now, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually have my fan and air conditioner going this afternoon while we're doing the staff meeting, so. So yeah. if you feel like you need to rank it up, go ahead. It's
Well, usually where I put the fan, it'll blow right across my microphone.
Oh, yeah, so. That's not good then. Yeah. At least I have my green barrier to put up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Either you get one of those things you put in front of it to keep the wind blowing on top of it, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, that might work. Put a little windscreen in there.
Yeah, I can say a screen.
Yeah, that might work. Anyway, I named this as episode 267. It's summertime. It's hot outside. So what did you expect, basically? It's summer. Anyway.
Is it hot out there or is it just me?
Yeah. Is it hot out there or is it just me? Yeah, good. I thought it had malaria or something. Okay. Anyway, last week, if you are unaware or have been living underneath a rock or just don't watch ABC, and for those of you who don't, good for you. in light of certain situations, recently they did this show. They have the show called "What Would You Do?" And this one segment of the show, they basically trashed atheists, and that was me. Sorry. Oh my. They just found, this is completely unexpected here. This was not part of my original plan of what we were going to talk about. Debris found in the Indian Ocean appears to be part of the Boeing 777, the type of airliner that was flown by the Malaysia Airlines that disappeared back in 2014.
I'm going to say that's over a year now.
Yeah, it's over a year ago now. And they just finally are finding debris. So I guess those people at Fox News are thinking God literally swallowed the airplane. So.
Through which orifice? Oh.
Yeah, I wonder, you know. But yeah, this just happened. You know, it's breaking news. When it's important news, I read it on the air. So anyway, getting back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
Sorry about that, folks. A little sidetracked. ABC had put out this video. It's called "What Would You Do?" You know, they put up a scenario of something that most likely would either does not happen, or it's a very rare occurrence. And in this instance, they had a scene at a restaurant where they have a person who's an atheist, and then they have a family of four. Now, this atheist, she's sitting there by herself. She doesn't have her friends with her, so she is literally alone. They have her. They have the restaurant. Pretty much is, you know, it's all fake. It's a fake restaurant. Either that, or they set up a shop in a real restaurant where people actually come to eat, so they could actually, you know, film this piece of shit garbage thing. Anyway, they have this atheist sitting back at this back table, and they have this little family of four: mom, dad, brother, sister. You know, Mr. Gag me. The perfect family. That's, you know, the way I see it. It's supposed to be the perfect family. And they're sitting down, they're about ready to pray, kind of loud, not super loud, but, you know, they're praying loud enough where they make sure that everybody around them can hear them. And this lady, she goes, "Hey, you know, your praying offends me." And that's when all the shit starts hitting the fan. And that's what we're going to be talking about this Friday. I know normally we sit here and discuss what we're going to try to find, but this was such a big issue that we kind of had already established what we're going to do this Friday anyway. So this meeting's going to be kind of short, but we still wanted to have it because we still have to come up with a proper title for the show. So I'm done blustering now. I don't want to get too far into what we're going to say because there is just so much that we could say about this. And, you know, and in all honesty, I think we should do is also find some related stories like this to throw in here, you know, as extra talking points here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me get up my file finder here so I can make a file for us to come up with a title here. I was working on something else and I forgot to bring up this file. I do apologize. Normally I have this shit taken care of right away. We will be doing something a little different this show that's coming up this Friday. What we will be doing is, and this is going to really put some strain on my computer because my computer is already working extremely hard to try to get this, to do the video and everything and to process it and send it out to the audience, the live audience, which we do every Friday night at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. That's vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. Just in case you didn't know how to spell Vaughn Live, it sounds pretty much like it sounds. Let's see here. Okay. Now, do we want to change the reply on this for this video, or what do you think? What do you want to do? Because it's literally named. My computer is fucking bogging here. Come on, really? Something crashed earlier, and it's fucking everything up here. It's actually the video name is Christian Discrimination for Praying in Public. What would you do? Get out your tissue.
That's not even accurate.
It isn't even accurate. They're not being persecuted. These people are thinking that they're being persecuted because someone said, hey, you know.
Just watch the entire video again. We're not discussing the video now.
Right. Yeah, you'll have to watch.
No, that's not what happens. Is that the description on YouTube?
Yeah, that's the description on YouTube.
Okay.
That's the actual description on YouTube. Christian discrimination for praying in public. They think this is discrimination. They don't even understand. They don't even understand what the word discrimination actually means. We're starting to discuss it.
Okay, so. Discrimination.
Yeah, it's Christian discrimination for praying in public. What would you do? So have you seen the video? Are you saw? I sent
oh, yeah.
the link.
Yeah, yeah
I sent
I've
the
seen
link.
The video.
Yeah,
I
sent you the link
twice,
for
twice. I think so.
Yeah, I've watched it two or three times myself, and we will be watching it again on Friday. Now, like I said, this is going to be a little different from the way we have been doing and viewing videos in the past. Like I said, I'm going to be pushing my computer's processing limits to their very limits if it's not already at their limits just doing the show. What we'll be doing is we'll be putting up the scene, and then we'll play a little bit, we'll pause it, and we'll take the scene down, and we can do some discussion, and then we can continue back and forth on what's going on here. So.
Yeah.
This show just really went way over the line. I mean, I'm starting to get into it.
As other points, but I don't know if you can bring it up. It's the other point, I think, besides, you know, they're them claiming discrimination, mm-hmm. Christian persecution. It's a favorite trope.
Yep.
Misrepresentation of what an atheist is or what a Wiccan is or other faiths
right.
or other lacks of faith is very common. They paint with a very broad brush, usually. I'm thinking of God's Not Dead. I'm thinking of Kevin Sorbo's terrible performance as the professor. And so if you wanted to pull another clip, him as the snarling professor might be a possibility.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a possibility. I could try to see if I can find that one online, maybe. I'm coming up with titles at the moment in my head. I'm kind of typing them out. Apparently my, there we go. This is a title, here's a possible title I just came up with. And you kind of gave me the idea on that one. The Christian trope, we're being persecuted.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Trope.
The Christian trope. I've got a file starting up already. Let me save here. And then we can banter it back and forth a little bit here.
Let's
see here.
Get off the cross. Somebody else needs the wood.
Oh, I like that. Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here. Okay. Yeah, I can type. Okay, get off the cross. Someone else needs the wood. Let's see here. We should probably, you know, try to get it closer to I don't know if we want to have this just as our only focus talking point, but I think this it is a big portion of our talking point here. So we might want to make it a little larger bubble so we can, you know, point out all these things that they're doing. I'm trying to see this one version in my head, but I can't even get it out of my brain properly to get it to get to my hands.
Which one?
I want to say something like the fact that these people who are persecuting others are actually doing the persecuting, but I'm trying to word that in without being so wordy. You know what I'm saying?
What's beautiful is the. But I'm thinking about a cartoon, and of course it's a visual,
right?
Of Christians trying to. I can't remember if it was hang somebody or, you know, nail a gay person to a cross, you know, or an atheist to a cross, and he said, hold still,
I've got that one.
You're persecuting us,
yeah, that I've seen that one. Yeah, it's like you're persecuting my religious beliefs or something like that, and they're literally beating this poor schmo. Actually, I have that picture on my phone. I keep it where I can find it.
It's such a hard one to summarize because you've got the visual, which is filling it in.
Right.
And I that's where I'm kind of going in my head, and I'm struggling to think of. It's like the bully taking your fist and hitting you. You know, too. It's like, Yeah. Flip the switch. Flip the story.
Flip the persecution. Christians flipping the persecution.
Yeah, but that's awkward. That's not quite right, is it?
Yeah. I also have the one
double speak. You know.
Yeah.
It's only persecution when it happens to Christians.
Yeah, it's. I also have this one where it has a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross. It's going to be hanging around for a while, and there's a Snickers advertisement at the bottom. I just came across that while I'm looking for the other one here. Oh, there it is. I got it. It says, quit squirming. You're oppressing our religious freedoms. And the person who's being literally nailed to this cross and tied down to it is GLBT civil rights.
Oh, yeah. LGBT, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, for some reason, they have GLBT, right. Whatever. But you got this whole gaggle of people with throwing rocks, stones, and burning of the torch and everything like that. And this one guy's got a huge-ass mallet, and he's getting ready to swing it at this person who's literally nailed up to a cross. So, and then they're saying they're being persecuted when they're not. So, what do you think of this? Persecution, run fast, run deep? That's kind of silly. Who's really the persecutors? Who's really the persecutors here?
Persecution, placebo for Christians.
Hang on a second here. Oops. My spell check really hates me. It really does. What was that one that you just said?
I'm refining it. And it's not, doesn't have to be final. Persecution, the placebo effect for Christians. Or a fairy tale for Christian fairy tale. Persecution, the Christian fairy tale.
Persecution, the placebo effect for Christians.
Right, or persecution, the Christian's fairy tale.
Oh, there we go. Persecution.
So,
I like that one.
Yeah. Actually, that's a little bit closer to what I would say. Either one works, but it's like homeopathy.
Ah. Persecution, the Christian fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should it make that plural? The Christian, or make that plural?
The Christians fairy tale, as in like a
right.
Collective possessive.
Would that be with apostrophe S then, or?
Yeah, apostrophe S.
Okay, that's what I kind of thought. Mm-hmm. And possessive point, okay. Persecution, persecution, : the Christian's fairy tale. Mm-hmm. I like that one too.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got here.
Let's see. Atheist Lions 1, Christian persecuted Christians 0. Let's see.
Atheists what?
Oh, I was just thinking about the original persecution of the Christians, which may or may not have been true.
Oh.
Throwing them to the lions. So I was like, Atheist Lions 1, Christian
persecuted
Christians 0. That doesn't really make sense.
No,
because we're not doing that. So it's
no.
Like, yeah.
I was thinking along the lines though of just the way you were talking about that, throwing the atheist to the lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of the crappiest straw men I've ever seen. It ranks right up there. It's in that video. I'm trying not to talk about the video.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not. I am seriously trying not to, as well, because there's just so.
You said something and it's prompted me. I'm going to write it down just real quick. But I'm not going to say it out loud.
If there's anybody that's actually watching us, if you want to get on Periscope and you want to comment, looking for a show title for what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You may know what we're talking about. You may not. I don't know.
Although I did see today that Robin was able... Evidently, in the last couple hours since I was gone, she mm-hmm. was able to post something about that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Her video. So, but we did that before with her. We talked about something she'd actually talked about earlier in the week, and she's more than willing to.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Know a lot about it. So
she might be. She said she might be a little bit late, so that's fine.
Yeah.
We might end up starting a little bit late.
Okay.
Let's
see. How many do we have so far here?
We have. Let's see here. I'm just seeing how much. Trying to find your video. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 6 show title possibilities.
Okay.
We have. Okay, let's talk. The Christian trope. We're being persecuted. Get off the cross. Someone else needs the wood. Who's really the persecutors here? I kind of like that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that just because I came up with it. persecution, the placebo effect for Christians. That's good. Persecution, the Christian fairy tale. That's also very good. Throwing the atheist to the lions. That's kind of a combination between yours, what you came up with in mine. So.
Mm-hmm. I do like that because that one too, because it's actually addressing the other part in this equation.
Right.
The video, what it's saying about atheists.
Right.
And talking about persecution. That's
right.
Kind of nice.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking here. I have them all written down here too. So. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Is that correct?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 6. I don't know where you get your 7th one. Maybe you wrote one down. I didn't. I don't know.
The Christian trope, we're being persecuted. Get off the cross. Someone else needs the wood.
Yep.
It's only persecution when it happens to Christians. Oh, wait. That's why.
That's why. I don't
have
that
one. I
have
an extra one there.
Yeah,
there we
that's
go. I'm just trying to keep it.
That's fine. I missed that one because I was doing.
It wasn't that good though.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't worry about it then.
It's okay. But. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
1, 2. We've got 6 then.
4, 5, 6. Is that enough? You think to pick from?
Yeah, I think we've got plenty to pick from. Let's see here. Yeah, this is the hard part. We got to try to figure out which one of these is actually the better of the 6 here. Or maybe we can come up with something completely different. Hang on. I just came up with another one. Okay. Hang on a second here. an atheist in the restaurant, who's really being cooked?
Skewered.
Oh, I like that. Skewered. I'll change it to skewered. Skewered. An atheist in a restaurant. Who's really being skewered? I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the video does take place in a restaurant. You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, if they had done this... I feel like talking about it. Trying not to talk about it. Really trying not to talk about it because there's so many things I want to say right now.
I really like the last three simply because they're bringing more of the element of what is the real sticking points.
Right.
You know, I like the imagery in the last three really well.
An atheist in the restaurant, who's really being skewered? Are you counting that one among the three?
Oh yeah, that's number seven. Just saying that you keep getting more refined. It's really
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Because we've got. We've got seven possible names here. Persecution, and you're right. I like the last three. We do need to refine it down a little bit more, though. We got the last three that we've got so far: persecution, the Christian's fairy tale, throwing the atheist to the lions, an atheist in the restaurant. Who's really being skewered?
Okay. I'm sorry. I was saying who's really. The persecutor here was, I thought, number five.
Oh, okay. Oh, who's really the persecutor here? Okay.
Because if you're going back up to persecution in the Christian's fairy tale, then...
Oh, that's because you said the last three, and that's just the last three.
I just have a different numbering on his.
Okay.
those four are definitely...
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see,
You know, actually, I could make a slight variation of that one of who's really persecuted here. Let me just make a slight... I don't want to change... I'm not going to change that one, but I am going to make a slight variation of that one. Who's really doing the persecuting? Who's really doing the persecuting?
Okay.
Should we want to leave the here on there? Who's doing the real... Who's
no. Okay. No. It just...
Yeah.
I mean, you could. It works either way.
Yeah. I got another variation of this. A slight variation of this last one. All right, Christian versus atheist. Who's really doing the persecuting? What do you think?
Pretty good. Let's just look in here. I was thinking atheist in the lion's den.
Atheist in the lion's den?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Atheist in the lion's den. I like that.
Dinner is served. Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, shit. I forgot to hook you up for the audio. No one could hear you.
You're talking to yourself again.
I'm talking to myself again. Talking to myself. Sorry for everybody who's waiting to hear Connie. I'm sitting here talking to myself like a fucking nutball. So well. side is the heavy end on there. There we go. I was wondering why this was holding up so well. This is the heavy end. There we go. There we go. Sorry about that, everybody, who came to listen to Connie speak at me. I'm sitting here not even thinking about it. Sorry. I'm talking to myself this whole time. Just the voices in my head. Sorry.
I'm looking at that last one you said, and I'm just wondering if... I was thinking if it was Christian versus atheist, who's being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
That's overly simplistic. Christian versus atheist, persecutor or persecuted.
Oh, here we go. Hold on a second. Let me do that. Christian versus atheist. What was the last part?
Persecutor or persecuted.
I like that last one. Christian versus atheist. Persecutor or persecuted? Question mark.
Yeah.
I seem to be saying that a lot lately since I have to dictate that exact... When I'm dictating to my phone, I actually have to say the word exclamation point or question mark. And sometimes I've been finding myself when I'm talking to something or talking to somebody or recording something, I'll say the word question. When I went to ask a question, I'll say question mark. I'm like, shut up. Stop doing that, brain. You're not dictating. You're actually speaking. They can understand the word when you're asking a question. So,
next, you'll be you doing mime.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I already do that. What are you talking about? I talk with my hands a lot, so... Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I know I have 11 possible topics. All starting these will be okay, starting with okay, let's talk. And then the first one will be the Christian trope, we're being persecuted. Second one is get off the cross, someone else needs the wood. Who's really the persecutor here? Persecution, the placebo effect for Christians. Persecution, the Christian's fairy tale. Throwing the atheist to the lions. An atheist in the restaurant, who's really being skewered? Who's really doing the persecuting? Christian versus atheist, who's really doing the persecuting? Atheist in the lion's den. Should that be an atheist in the lion's den or...
Yeah.
Okay, let me put an atheist in the lion's den. Because they literally did this in Texas. Not that they're saying that there's no atheists in Texas, because I know for a fact there are. I can name at least five people who are actually in Texas who are atheists. Yeah. No, maybe six. Six. I know at least six people who are atheists in Texas. So I think we got them right where we want them.
Desperate last stand.
Desperate last stand. It's like that old joke. It's like I got the bad guys coming from in the front of me. I got bad guys to the right of me. I got bad guys to the right of me. I got a bad guy right from behind. I got him right where I want him. and then the last one, of course, was Christian versus atheist, persecutor or persecuted. I want to make one more variation of this last one that I just read. I want to take that. And take off the Christian verses part. All right. Just call this the atheist, persecutor or persecuted.
Oh, yeah. That's good too.
Yeah. And it's actually kind of nice and short too, because this way, you know, it fits better on the screen and everything too.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind titles that are a little bit wordy sometimes, but sometimes the more concise we are saying what we want to say,
right,
it's a little more memorable.
Let's see here. Oh, I just got another one. All right, now this one is maybe a little bit more graphic, somewhat, maybe. I don't know. The Atheist, ABC's Whipping Boy. Because it was on ABC, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Let me check. Come on. Show me more. Yeah, this is ABC.
That's so sad. Is that show? I've watched that show on other times, and they've had some excellent experiments.
Yeah.
On there. And this one just—it really did hit. It did miss the mark. I don't think they knew what to do with it.
Oh, they missed
and
the mark.
I'm sorry,
I think.
I don't want. I know we don't want to talk about it, but it just—it's. That's what's silly, kind of sad. Is I don't really make a point of watching this show a lot, but I've caught some mostly on YouTube.
Yeah, I've caught a few in the past too, and so, I thought some of the stuff they did was actually, you know, fairly smart. And I was like, okay, you're making some good points here. I actually saw one recently where they had domestic violence against men.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yes.
And I thought, and because you have a woman who was doing the domestic mm-hmm. violence and nobody was coming to his aid. In fact, there were women walking by going, yeah, fuck yeah, we'll punch him out. Yeah, fucking kick his ass. And they always assumed that the guy was guilty of something because she's attacking him. And there's no immediate danger. One woman actually, to her credit, she tried to find out what was going on. And she's like, you know, back off. The woman told her back off. And she did back off. And one person at one point, I think she did, or some other woman did call the police.
Good.
And
good
told,
for her.
Yeah.
That's one, what I'd do.
Yeah. I mean,
we will have advanced as a society when violence is not tolerated.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
It does, and it won't matter. And it just, you know.
Because, you know, the thing is, though, they said in that video, they did it where it was the man hitting on the woman or doing, you know, doing shit to the woman, and everybody, they did it that one way, and then they said they flip-flopped it and did it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, because as the time of this broadcast, this video, and I mean, I told Joe about this, and he's like, this just goes to show that atheists do rule the internet, and we do. And and I told him, the internet where religion comes to die, and the show had the video. This particular video has had over nearly 80,000 views. It has literally 3,497 dislikes versus 776 likes.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot, right there. I mean, when I first viewed this, it was well under 500 views. That were positive. And at the time, it was roughly around, still closer to 3,000. just barely under or just barely over 3,000 views for likes. So or dislikes rather, excuse me. So yeah, this one is literally now at almost 300 over 3,000 and 3,500 dislikes. So
Well, I guess I don't mind if you think that, I mean, because, again, it's kind of short and sweet. We're talking about a particular video, but I don't think it's really ABC's Whipping Boy, because I don't necessarily get the impression
that's fair.
That they want, you know, to slam us. But I think
what about
Christianity's Whipping Boy?
Religion's Whipping Boy?
Yeah.
The Atheist, Religion's Whipping Boy. There you go. Let me make a variation of that.
Okay.
Because we are talking, the only reason why I had an ABC to that is because it is ABC that did this.
Oh, I get that. And actually, if you'd said, if this had been on Fox, I would say no problem, because they have a very distinct history of being extremely biased against atheism and for Christianity. That's no question to me, but I don't really watch ABC enough to know, and I've said before, I've seen this show before, and I feel like they usually, they're not perfect, but they try to have a balanced presentation. They do try to flip the script on things. And so I was curious when I heard about this. I thought, well, what are they going to do with that?
Yeah, I made this comment on there. I am going to read the comment because I made this. If I can get my computer to fucking work with me here. I can't find it. I had quite a positive response on there. I have no idea where my response is now, but...
Can you look through your comments?
Yeah, I'm looking through my actually looking through my comments through one of my other accounts on my YouTube accounts. So it's not necessarily popping up at the top there. Anyway, here it is. I said, I guess I didn't have as many as I thought I did. I'll just add one more. Fuck it. I'll add one to myself. I said, okay, let's do this again with a Muslim group. A Muslim or a group of Satanists starting to pray, and a Christian stands up and starts shit with them.
Yeah.
Let's keep the atheist perspective in this, or let's keep the atheist perspective of the scenario and have them sitting quietly, and a Christian starts bugging them and telling them they need to pray before they eat. Either nobody would stand up for the atheist, or would they start hearing a bunch of amens coming from the rest of the people. And also do it on a Sunday right after church. To be fair, this is when they did this. This little old lady, she's like, I just got off of church. You know, they're hitting these people right when they're most vulnerable. I'm starting to talk about the video and everything.
I know.
Shame on me. I said, shame on you, ABC, for promoting your clear persecution of a minority of atheists out there to promote your Christian religion bigotry. I said, you are bigots. If you do any of the suggestions I have outlined here, I will happily retract my statement. Until then, you and your station is nothing more than a Christian bully bigot. So. but I'm not talking about the video. I'm so bad. Okay, back to the story here. I got to find out the... All right, we got a lot of good titles here.
I think so. I think we're going to have trouble picking if we keep going. I mean, we have some that are pretty concise, I think, too. So,
I think my favorites, of the bunch so far are The Atheist, Persecutor or Persecuted.
Okay.
Who's Really Doing the Persecuting?
Okay.
An Atheist in the Lion's Den.
Okay.
And an atheist in the restaurant, who's really being skewered?
All right.
And how many? How does that? How many does that whittle it down to? About four.
That's four.
Okay. Okay.
I do kind of like the last one, but I don't know if we need to throw that in there and mix it up anymore.
You mean the atheist
religions would be boy, yeah. But no, never mind.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's good, but it focuses too much on atheism.
Right.
I like the fact that the other ones are pointing out persecution and Christians. It's mm-hmm. just like in a different way. So, okay.
Tell you what. You pick one out of the four that I've I liked. You pick one out, and we'll go with that. Because I whittled it down to from what we have. Like what we got 100 or so.
I think so.
It feels like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I was
eight,
up to 13
nine,
or 14
10,
11, myself.
12,
so 13, yeah,
14. Yeah, I had 14.
It was a lot.
Yeah, we had 14 of them. I couldn't believe we came out with so many titles.
I
we should start naming
really,
the shows ourselves.
Who's really doing the persecuting?
What's that?
Who's really doing the persecuting?
Let's see here. Which one was? Oh, who's really doing the persecuting? Is that the one
mm-hmm.
you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Done and done. All right. All right. Then that will be our show title.
Now, you said you want, I'm sorry, do you want more articles or you want,
yeah.
I mean, videos? Okay, articles.
Articles or videos, either way.
dealing with, let's see. Well, let's.
Let me grab the URL for the video, because I'm sure Joe has already seen it, but still.
Discrimination against atheists.
Where is...
Let's see.
Oh, there it is. Why does it keep bringing me there? I remember hearing something about a guy who basically he's Christian and he basically his friend told me he was an atheist and they got into an argument and the Christian ended up beating and killing him only because of the fact that he didn't like atheists for whatever reason, just because he didn't believe. Oh, there's a great Wikipedia article, Discrimination Against Atheists.
Yeah, I think I found that one here too.
Wow.
It's the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
Let's
see here. United States.
Nazi Germany. Western countries.
Yeah, wow. It says the constitution of these seven Bible Belt states ban atheists from holding public office. These are good points here. Arkansas, Maryland, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas. And this is interesting. Pennsylvania has a special constitution of affords special protection to theists. I didn't know this. It says no person who acknowledges the being of a god or and a future state of rewards and punishments shall, on account of his religious sentiments, be disqualified to hold any public to hold any office or place or trust under profit of this commonwealth. Wow.
And just above this, in the same section, it says, you know, Boy Scouts of America, they've just said that they allow gays to be scouts and, I guess, leaders, but they still will not allow atheists to be Boy Scouts or Boy Scout leaders. Openly, open atheists is not allowed in Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Stories of atheist discrimination. There's a site called AmericanHumanist.org.
Some of these are old, though. They're not fairly new.
Well, it's still it may not necessarily be new. I mean, the video is new. That's our main talking point.
Oh yeah.
But we can still hear. Let's see here.
There's some stories here.
Public school prayer complaint turns nasty in Bishop, Louisiana. That was in 2011. Prayer banner case ends up in federal court. That's Cranston, Rhode Island. That's that lady, that girl. And she got really attacked a lot. Creationist history teacher confronted. That's in New Jersey. Faith healing kills, Oregon City.
That's not the only one from that church, too.
Right.
There's been so many.
Richard Dawkins was dismissed by a country club. Wow. They used to just dismiss. They wouldn't let you to go into country clubs if you're Jewish or black. Now, if you're an atheist too, you know. Let's see here. Something in Texas in 2010. And something back from 2007. I remember hearing something about a somebody got. I'm going to put this. I'm going to change the. Wow, I'm doing a Google search here. I'm typing the word atheists, and I get the drop down box, right? And it says atheists. This is the top. These are the top. Four. It just says atheists. Atheists in America. Atheists are wrong. That's the second one that comes up. And then said the last one, it says atheists in foxholes. So I'm like, okay.
Actually, Patheos might be a good source for stories about this, too.
Okay, here. All right. I put atheists murdered by. Atheist murdered, and it came up with atheist leader murdered, atheist murdered by Christian, murdered for being an atheist, Oakland man murdered for murdered atheist. Let's see here. We actually have the third atheist blogger was killed in Bangladesh. That was just back in May of this year. So, actually, you know what? I'm going to grab that link for that and add that to our talking points. Let's see here. Madeline Murray O'Hare from the 1990s. She disappeared, but no one knows what happened to her. Of course, you got Conservapedia saying that atheists are doing the murdering.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, no true Scotsman, right?
Yeah.
They probably weren't real Christians to begin with.
Right, exactly. No, they're saying on Conservapedia, it's a conservative version of the wiki. They distort the truth.
Something else that popped up here on the Google search about atheism and murder. Phil Robertson's little hypothesized murder of an atheist family.
Oh yeah, Phil Robertson. I forgot about I forgot about Phil Robertson and his.
It's a right wing watch. Actually, like I said, on the atheists and murder, it's at the bottom of my page.
Okay.
Rightwingwatch.org.
That one's not come up for me yet. I'm gonna change my murdered for being an atheist. This is from 2013.
Here, I'll put it. I'll try and put it in the chat for you.
Okay.
So.
I'll add that to the thing here. That's the same. That's the same story. No, wait a minute. That's not the same story. It's a.
So.
I can copy the link apparently.
Yeah. Well, what gets me about this is the Bible's admonition says, you know, you shouldn't sit there and fantasize about stuff. You really shouldn't do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do this, if you just commit this in your heart and your mind, you've already done it.
Right.
And he's got this stupid little thought experiment. He thinks he's being so witty on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
And he's such an ugly...
Yeah, he's like...
hearted person. I don't.
Yeah, I remember that one recently. It's like, we're just having fun. There's no right and there's no wrong. We cut off his manhood and shove it in his face. But it's like, if the people that are being killed are atheists, who's doing the killing? Other atheists or Christians? You know?
No Christian should take joy in the thoughts like that.
Yeah, there it is.
Or the thoughts of people being tortured in hell.
Yeah.
Not that's real, but the fact that there's people who get off on that, who's just, to me, I'm like, you pray to Jesus with that mouth? 'Cause
yeah, no shit. I was like, oh, wow.
Really awful. You must have a very loving relationship with your imaginary friend.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, it says more about them than it does anything.
Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. I will send these talking points to Robin.
Okay.
And once we get done and everything like that, this way I don't have to worry about Dropbox and everything like this, since I already have her on Facebook. Okay.
Well, and if she finds other stuff, it's...
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll tell her. I'll tell her, please bring some more stuff if you find it. My web browser is acting about 10 ways from weird here. There we go. Yeah, he was... let's see here. Let's see here. Oh, this one is from 2012. Texas man allegedly killed a soldier for not believing in God.
You know, talk about something that people should be more responsible with. We talk about having mentally ill people have weapons, and I go... Maybe we should be more concerned about telling mentally unstable people about God.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should. Find out if they have any history of any kind of abuse or whatever. And the thing is, I'm going to start talking about. They focus in on this. They zero in on these people, and they use this as their in because they'll say, oh well, if you have believed in God, this would make this go away. You'll be all happy and shit. But they don't realize the seeds of evil that they're posting when they're planting in these people. I hate to use that word, planting seeds, because it's a very Christian word to say. The way that
the parable of the sower, it is a really good illustration.
Yeah,
and I think that it's again talking about flipping the script on Christians. I think I remember considering trying to make a video mm-hmm. about that and just saying, yeah, well, sowing seeds, look, which is weeds and which is tares and stuff, because it's don't know. I guess I spent so much time studying and reading the Bible, it's pretty easy to sit there and look back on it and pick it apart.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Here's another one. 4 years old. Religious teen murdered another teen for being an atheist.
Maybe it's because that's not the only time that I seem to remember that story.
Police in Indiana, Iowa, no, Indo, Iowa, charged a 14-year-old with murder of a 16-year-old back in 2010. There's very little press on it. Imagine that. There's very little press on it.
Yeah.
And there's an article attached to that. I will add that to the link here. Very little press. I wonder why. Because atheist lives don't matter?
Yeah. Well,
you know, there's the thing, Black Lives Matter, Atheist Lives Matter too, I think.
I think too, that again, the dismissiveness of the other patrons.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise that this is an okay thing.
Yeah.
It's who's it hurting, and well, maybe it doesn't hurt over food, but what about, I'll bring this Friday, but specifically, we saw that on a previous page, the parents who just pray for their children when they're sick, and they think that's going to solve something.
Right.
And praying that somebody's found, I'm going, what's going to find that lost child is going out there and looking.
Yeah.
Not praying.
Yeah.
And so prayer is not an innocuous thing.
Right.
And they want it to be, but it's not.
Right.
It also, and when prayer is, when coincidence happens and something somebody's praying about gets answered, that's harmful too, because it reinforces, the idea that this is working.
Right. I've got another article here. It is from 2013. It is a little old, but apparently it says here that atheists face death in 13 different countries. I'm waiting for the page.
Mostly Islamic, I'm sure.
Yeah, all of them Muslim.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so if you or I, if we went to Saudi Arabia or Iran or whatever, just say, hey, let's go see the sights.
No.
I'm glad that they don't do that at the airport, where they say, where are you going and what is your faith?
Yeah, you declare. What do you have to declare? You know,
what do you
needs Jesus' faith.
Yeah, what religion do you declare? None. You're an apostate? Well, I had pasta for lunch.
We're going to do a body cavity search, starting with taking your head off of your body.
We'll start from the top down. We'll take your head off, and then we'll look down through your hole, the hole in your neck, and we'll put you back together later. Really, just trust us. No.
We have a mailing address for your home. Yeah.
We'll mail it to you. We'll mail your head to you. These are some.
Yeah, that's
I think
religion on mega steroids. It's just frightening.
It is. So much for this being a short meeting. We're already into an hour. Good night, everybody.
It's shorter than most.
It is shorter than most. No, some of our meetings go between an hour and a half to 3 hours. So this is actually an hour so far has been pretty short, and we actually kind of wrapped up about into 45 minutes of it. So now we're just kind of like filling our log bin with wood, as it were. So
it's better to have more than you need.
Right.
On this too, because
absolutely.
If it lulls, that's my knock on wood.
Yeah, I don't like.
Okay,
I don't like
superstition.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't like wolf. I found out about that. They people believe that the wood had fairies or some kind
yes.
of thing in it. You would knock on it to make sure that you don't think, hey, it's okay. We're alive here, or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was you know, fairly interesting.
It is. It's an interesting superstition.
Yes.
It's an interesting belief.
Superstitions are interesting. Maybe we should do that for a future. Let's talk. Just talk about superstitions.
That'd be fun if we fall on a 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that would be. Well, it won't be, because the fact is an Okay, Let's Talk segment's usually at the end of the month. So there's no way it's going to fall on a Friday. If it falls on Friday the 13th, we've had either our month has come to a short end, or we don't know how to do numbers.
Well, okay, I will point out, I'm just looking at my calendar, November has a Friday the 13th.
Okay.
The following week is Thanksgiving, which we no, as far as no, Thanksgiving's the 26th.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, before I forget, we have, and we may have mentioned this before. We do have a guest, Robin Dupree Reed, will be on with us this Friday, and there's a possibility next week we might have our show early. We might have it on Wednesday instead of Friday because of my work schedule conflict. So it'll be an out-of-date show. I would like to say I could do it on Friday, but just due to time constraints and everything like that, we won't be able to do a regular show on Friday. We might have one on Wednesday, or I might decide to say, okay, we're just going to have to put the show on hold for that week. I don't know yet, so I haven't decided yet, so... but if we have a meeting, if you see us here on Periscope, you guaranteed we're going to have it a meeting or show that night. So you might actually get two shows in one night on your iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, it'll go out right away, and then the other one will come out a little bit later, a couple days later. So anyway. But yeah, all right, let's see here. Who's really doing the persecuting? And then we've got the YouTube video we're talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 6 links in there to get us started.
Yep.
So we're all good to go.
All right.
All righty. Thank you, everybody, that comes to watch us, let everything hang out, as it were. Although it is summer, you know, kind of have to let everything hang out because otherwise it overheats. So. Let it all hang out.
Let's make sure you put sunscreen on.
Yeah, just make sure you put some sunscreen on, unless you're inside your house trying to keep cool. But if you're sitting by the bay window, then, you know, make sure you put your sunscreen on anyway. So those rays will get you one way or the other. All right, we will see you Friday.
Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.